Good evening, everyone. I'm Abe Beeson. It's 7 o'clock and time for Evening Jazz on KNKX. And we begin this evening with our School of Jazz guest DJ show from Bellevue High School trombonist Nate Gilbreth. Welcome to the show, Nate.
Hey, Mr. Beeson. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. You put together a fantastic show coming up. Johnny Hartman, Mike Stern, Vince Guaraldi. How would you like to start the show?
Let's start off with Grace and Mercy by Emmanuel Wilkins on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Emmanuel Wilkins playing Grace and Mercy on 88.5 KNKX.
With our School of Jazz guest DJ, you're connected to DJ Nate Gilbreth. He's a senior at Bellevue High School, trombonist there, kind of a wieldy instrument. How did you get into the trombone?
It was a pretty impulsive decision. I originally wanted to play clarinet and saxophone leading into middle school, but at the last second, I just picked trombone. You know, I'm not really sure if I regret it or not, but, you know, it's a fun challenge trying to express myself and get my message across.
Yeah, you don't have any trombone players on the playlist.
Yeah, you know, I would much rather listen to sax players, piano players, trumpet players, all that stuff. You know, there's nothing wrong with the trombone, but I would just much prefer listening to those.
That's wonderful. I know that the trumpet is a close neighbor to trombone. We're going to hear from a wonderful trumpet player next, Ambrose Akinmusare. Tell me about Ambrose.
I first got into Ambrose through one of my friends. I thought he was kind of out at first. He was kind of, you know, his music was a little too abstract for me. I didn't really get it, and I don't really get it to this day. But, you know, I started listening to him, and it was just the beauty of his sound and, you know, the music he played, how pure he could get on his instrument, how real, I guess, his voice sounded on his horn. And that was what really drew me to him.
Very human-sounding trumpet voice, Ambrose, up next. Stay connected to our School of Jazz. Find out how you can get involved and check out the full playlist from Nate Gilbreth at knkx.org.
This is Ambrose Akinmusare with Regret No More on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. This is Nate Gilbreth. You're listening to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back. That was Sonny Stitt on saxophone playing East of the Sun on 88.5 KNKX.
Where you're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ, 18-year-old senior trombonist at Bellevue High School, Nate Gilbreth. Sonny Stitt, probably the less famous of the two saxophone Sonnies. Everybody knows Sonny Rollins, but Sonny Stitt?
You know, I really just enjoy the language he plays. That was kind of how I got into him. I really enjoy the data he plays and the vocabulary he plays, but also how he plays the vocabulary and how he's so able to play that vocabulary melodiously.
You've been a very busy player at Bellevue High School and at Bellevue College in the jazz band there. You've worked with the Next Gen Jazz Orchestra. The pandemic really stinks for a busy player like you. Have you found any good coming out of this?
Yeah, the pandemic actually prompted a lot of bigger questions, you know, one of which was, why am I doing this? Why do I get so much enjoyment out of doing this? Do I want to commit to doing this for, you know, my main way of living? Do I want to make money out of this? And, you know, those were questions I would have to answer eventually. And I'm glad that the time to think and time by myself where I didn't really have anyone, you know, pushing me along, I'm glad that I was able to think about that.
Nate Gilbreth is our School of Jazz guest DJ, and coming up next, Mike Stern's band with saxophonist Michael Brecker.
Oh yeah, you're going to hear shredding solos from both Brecker and Stern. It's going to be great.
All right, stick around and stay connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ, knkx.org. We'll be right back.
say that falling in love is wonderful. So wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, so wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and if there's a moon up above, it's wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. Thank you.
That was They Say It's Wonderful, sung by Johnny Hartman and accompanied by John Coltrane on 88.5 KNKX.
Beautiful stuff. Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Nate Gilbreth out of Bellevue High School, a senior trombone player there. In the after times, I know you're looking forward, like I am, to catch some live jazz, and we're going to hear a wonderful live piece from Paris, France, coming up next. Can you tell us why jazz is so great live?
When you see jazz live, it feels real. It feels inspiring. You get all these sorts of emotions, and I feel like, you know, recorded jazz, the stuff you hear on a record, you kind of miss out on that. We have Ambrose Akinmusari on trumpet, Matt Brewer on bass, Aaron Goldberg on piano, and Justin Brown on drums. Here's Stablemates, Walter Smith III on KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Walter Smith III playing Stablemates live in Paris on 88.5 KNKX.
Guest DJ Nate Gilbreth for our School of Jazz. I feel like I was in the club. Thank you so much, Nate. This has been a wonderful night of the School of Jazz guest DJ show.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Beeson.
And connect for more information and find out how you can get involved. Check out the School of Jazz page at knkx.org.